Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, David Hulse. Batting second. The left fielder, Turner Ward. Batting third. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Oliver. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pat Listach. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Steve Sparks. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Martinez. And now, play ball. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Seitzer strikes out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Lofton. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. One out. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. The ball gets by Oliver for a passed ball. Lofton scores. It's Brewers, 1, Indians, 1. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Murray hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mieske hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Listach hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Peña hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Peña reaches second base with a double. Sorrento scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin hits a pop-up into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hulse is 0-for-1 in the game. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thome is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sorrento is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sorrento hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sorrento moves to third. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Listach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0 for 1 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Oliver moves to third. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0 for 1 in the game. Listach hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. Peña drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Valentin out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward throws the ball into Listach, who tags Bell, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Hull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thome strikes out. Oliver drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Thome out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hulse is 0 for 2 in the game. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Hulse. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Hull steals second. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hulse moves to third. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hulse scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seitzer moves to second. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Surhoff moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0 for 2 in the game. Mieske strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 0 for 2 in the game. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Plunk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin strikes out. There goes Listach. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 1 out. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hulse is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hulse hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Scott Carl now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Listach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Surhoff scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Berger reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff strikes out. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Oliver is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thome strikes out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Murray moves to third. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sorrento is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0 for 3 in the game. Mieske strikes out. 1 out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Listach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.